You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Situate so your spine can contract. Just relax. Situate so your lines can retract. Just
Wax Chattels, of course, Wax Chattels with glue. Morena Peter, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm very well, thanks. How are you going?
Good, feeling very awake now and very excited about the news that you guys are playing a gig, which is a rare occurrence at the moment because Amanda's mostly overseas and you're all very busy with various other projects. What's the occasion for bringing you all back together?
Amanda's back in town. this is a rarity, like you say. Yeah, it's one of those things where all the things lined up, and we thought, why not? And why don't we make it a a tiny room, and why don't we make it real special with our mates who are in town as well. Cable Ties from Australia.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've really made this a limited edition type of a gig for not only the fact that it is a rare occurrence to have one, but you're also doing it at Whammy Backroom, which is a tiny room, which will be extremely fun, but will be a very quick sellout type of a situation. So I think if people...
That'd be silly.
Yeah, if people want to go, now is the time to get a ticket. Under the Radar is the place to get one. Well, obviously you've all been, you know, doing different things for a while because you've been in different parts of the world, but what is I guess happening in Wax Chattel's HQ at the moment? Have you been thinking about how you might do some writing or playing, or is it just a sort of one hit wonder show that you're trying to pull off here?
Things in the pipeline, but I mean, it's one of those things where things happen with Wax Chattel when we're in a room together.
Yeah,
you know, and so the idea is to do stuff by doing stuff. So with Amanda back in town, with rehearsals happening, there's definitely going to be some writing happening for sure. But try to keep it fairly casual. We'll see how we go.
Nice. Yeah. And not putting too much pressure on yourselves. That feels like a good way to do it.
Goals, but without too much pressure.
Hard.
I feel like it's a good combination.
Totally. So it's been 2 years since Clot came out, which is a brilliant record, and also a crazy amount of time to have passed because that's such a fresh sounding album still. When you're looking back on it, Peter, how do you feel about it now with a bit of time under your belt?
Well, actually hearing it just now, I was like, yeah, this is pretty full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a... I feel like I've been in a different space for the last couple of years. I've been working with, you know, Jasmine Mary and DC Maxwell.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think, really exciting to get back into the loud chaos of it all. Clot is one of those records that I'm just insanely proud of. I think it's one of the best things I've worked on. So it's going to be great to get back into that space again, you know?
Yeah, totally. And that is something that I find interesting as well, because for all three of you, Wax Chattels has really been the band that set you off into music in many ways. You know, it was the band that you all kind of really cut your teeth in. And now, as you say, you've particularly, Peter, been working in a lot of different capacities with other types of music and on other people's projects, either as a band member or as a producer working in that space. How have you found, learning from what you've done as playing in your own music and then applying it to other people's projects? How do you kind of tread that line?
I think that the fact that I've been in bands for years has set me up perfectly for those. I feel like there's an awful lot of, you know, the technicality side of things are easier than it's easier than it's ever been, right? With all the, you know, software, et cetera. And I think because I've been on the other side of trying to be creative in a room with my instrument, trying to write songs and that sort of thing, I think that gives a different perspective to when I'm trying to work with artists. Mm-hmm. I think it's more of a, hey, we're in this together, let's make something cool, you know? How about this cool idea? In the same way that I would if it were my own project. And so it's kind of nice to be informed by that side of things rather than coming in with a clinical, this microphone needs to be placed this many centimeters from the guitar amp to capture the perfect tone.
Yeah.
You know, have fun with it, you know? And I think that's the vibe, you know? That's why it's exciting to be involved with producers and stuff, when people get on your level, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to writing, Peter, what is it about writing music that you enjoy or perhaps not enjoy? Is it something that you find fun? Is it a part of the process that you like, or is it something you just have to do to then be able to do the bits you enjoy?
You are currently speaking to someone who is suffering the most brutal writer's block I've ever had.
I'm sure there's a few people who are sympathy nodding along to that one.
So right now, it's the worst. In the past, it's been great, you know. When I feel like it, you know, ebbs and flows. When it comes, it comes, you know. What I love is the initial catalyst of whatever it might be, and then the thousand tiny decisions that follow, you know. And I think in the producer world, it's you jump on once 500 of those decisions have been made.
Yeah.
But from the beginning, when you're trying to create something from nothing, that's the part which is the most challenging and also the most exciting, I think.
Yeah. That's a nice feeling as well. I mean, you're in the throes of it now, so this feels like quite a mean question I'm about to ask you, but how do you push through writer's block, or how do you kind of work around it, I guess?
So I'll schedule another call with you in maybe 6 to 12 months.
Sweet.
And I'll call you in. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Apparently giving it, trying to approach things from different angles, but, you know, we'll see.
Tips and suggestions, welcome on 5395.
Yeah, please.
We'll pass them on.
Another reason I'm very excited about this show is that, you know, this is a creative band when we were writing Clock.
Totally.
When we were writing the first album, it was really engaging and stimulating and challenging and frustrating and all of that. And I think we captured some magic, and so to get things happening again is really exciting.
Yeah. And also people who you don't need to explain anything to, because you've done so much shared creating with, the language is already there. You'll be able to, you know, pick it up basically where you left off. It'll be an exciting time, though, because you've all been very busy playing in various other projects, or in Amanda's case, going and, you know, being a genius and getting a fancy degree overseas. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you've done in the time between the last record and this gig in February. So I think it will be a pretty fruitful way to push through that writer's block, perhaps, Peter.
I hope so. I mean, I hear of other songwriters talking about writer's block and how it's not so much, you know, the songs which used to come out. It's the life that needs to take place before you approach songwriting again. So here's me holding out for that.
Exactly. We need one really good summer. I think we're all owed it.
Oh, good God, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So the details for this gig is Wax Chattels with Cable Ties coming over from Australia, which is very cool, playing on Friday the 23rd of February at Whammy Backroom. It will sell out, and you will be sad if you don't get a ticket right now. So head to Under the Radar and lock it in. Thank you, Peter, for chatting with us. Looking forward to this show. We will see you live in a couple of months.
Hey, thanks for your time, Rachel. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Zay!
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.